Chapter 38. In all his life, Kylar had never seen the people of the Warrens so happy. Aegon's dogs had stayed with the wagons full of grain and rice to manage the distribution. All the dogs were members of the Sakage, and they had taken it into their minds to make sure that the food was fairly distributed.
"We got our bit coming,"
Kylar heard a dog tell a scowling Sakage basher.
"I've heard it from high up. Now make sure those guild rats share."
The rabbits joined long queues that moved slowly but steadily forward, and a hard-bitten old coot broke out a tin whistle, sat on his new sack of rice, and began to play. In moments, the rabbits were dancing. A woman soon had several pots boiling, and anyone who dropped a measure of their rice or grain into one pot immediately could take a full, seasoned measure from another. She served bread and rice, and soon, wine. Someone offered herbs, someone else, butter, another, meat. In no time, it was a feast. In a break between songs, one of Aegon's dogs stood up and yelled,
"You might recognize me. I'm Connor Hook. I grew up in this neighborhood. I seen ya, and I know ya, and I'm telling ya now by the High King's bollocks, if any of ya come through the line twice, I'm calling out your name, and we're gonna fucking add your ass to the meat pot. Got it?"
A cheer went up, and the line thinned considerably. For the rabbits, to whom corruption was the unquestioned norm, it was a gift as unexpected as the free food itself. Kylar listened and heard many a toast to Logan Gyre, and many variations of the tale of him slaying an ogre, and teary, drunken renditions of his speech establishing the Order of the Garter, and the word king muttered a dozen times. He smiled darkly, then froze. He glimpsed a lean woman with long blonde hair on the far side of the square. In contrast to the rabbits, she was so clean, she was radiant, and he caught a flash of white teeth as she smiled. His heart stopped.
"Eileen?"
he whispered. The woman disappeared around a corner. Kylar went after her, pushing and dodging his way through the jubilant, dancing crowd. When he got to the corner, she was already 50 paces down the twisting alley, turning onto yet another. He ran after her with the speed of his talent.
"Eileen!"
He grabbed her shoulder, and she jumped, startled.
"Hi. Kylar, right?"
Daedra asked. She had been one of Mama Kay's girls. Playing the virgin was her specialty. From a distance, she looked like Eileen. Kylar's heart lurched, and he wasn't sure if it was more from disappointment or relief. He didn't want Eileen here. He didn't want her in this pit of a city or anywhere nearby when he murdered the queen. But at the same time, he wanted to see her so badly it ached. She smiled at him awkwardly.
I don't work the sheets anymore, Kylar.
He flushed.
No, I wasn't. I'm sorry,
He turned and made his way to the castle.